People were still applauding, although Alexandra's part of the program was over. She reached down to the floor and picked up the crutches that had been lying out of sight of the audience. Then she stood up a little awkwardly and, using the crutches, slowly left the stage. The long blue velvet skirt still hid the heavy leg braces Alexandra wore. Some people in the audience were surprised, but their applause grew even louder. The woman who had spoken earlier turned to her neighbor again. "As I said before, Sandy is such a talented pianist, but she had polio when she was a small child. I heard that she got sick a year before they brought out the vaccine in 1955. It left her legs paralyzed." As the student recital continued, Alexandra's best friend, Elena, played a slow, lovely solo on her cello. Their good friend Ben was next. Ben was 16. He had come to the school as a boy soprano, but his voice had changed and deepened, so now it was a rich, mellow baritone. More of their fellow students played and sang. When the recital ended, all the students appeared on stage, and the audience applauded them all over again. Then Mrs. Meyer stepped out from between the curtains. She was a tall woman in a long gown, with her hair in a bun, much like the one Alexandra was wearing. She held up her hand for silence. "Hasn't this been a wonderful evening?" she asked. Everyone applauded again. She went on, "As I'm sure you heard this evening, all of these marvelously talented students have made wonderful progress this year. But every year we also give a prize for one student who's been outstanding. I'm sure you won't be surprised that this year's winner is Alexandra Parker, whom some of you know as Sandy."